Governor Stitt says he will not seek a seat in the U.S. Senate, and Oklahoma farmers are seeing higher fertilizer prices amid the war on Iran. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, March 16th. I'm Nick Daniels. Governor Kevin Stitt says he won't seek a seat in the U.S. Senate after he terms out from his current role. In an interview with News 9, the governor says he wants to complete the job he started.
I love being governor and going to finish my term. And you're elected to serve these, to do these jobs. And I just think it's so important that you complete that. You do what you're elected to do. And so I love serving the people of Oklahoma, and I'm going to stay right here and finish my term.
Stitt's next job will be to appoint a temporary senator for the rest of 2026. That person will finish out Mark Wayne Mullen's term. President Donald Trump selected Mullen to serve as his Secretary of Homeland Security. Stitt says he'll make that selection after Mullen's confirmation. The confirmation process will begin on Wednesday. Oklahoma's weather this week is shaping up to be drier and warmer than normal. The state could have wetter conditions later this year, but Anna Pope reports Oklahomans must get through spring first.
The state is expected to receive below normal precipitation in the coming days and above normal temperatures for the next couple of weeks. This comes on the heels of tornadoes, hail, rain, and freezing temperatures all happening in the past handful of days. Although some storms brought rain to certain areas, the drought monitor map shows nearly all of the state in a drought. And there's more fire danger underway. But National Weather Service officials say an El Niño, a climate weather pattern that typically brings precipitation in Oklahoma's cool season, is expected in the fall and winter. The Oklahoma Mesonet says a strong El Niño could bring some relief, but a weak one could bring drier weather to the state. I'm Anna Pope.
You probably noticed higher prices at the gas pump, but as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, the war on Iran is also causing a strain for farmers.
That's because a key supply chain waterway in the Middle East region is closed, causing market fluctuations for crop fertilizer. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the cost of a widely used nitrogen fertilizer has climbed 25% since the war began. This is happening as Oklahoma farmers are gearing up to plant crops like corn for spring, and those plants need fertilizer. Stacy Semenek is the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. He says at least three cooperatives in his area are out of some necessary nitrogen fertilizers.
At this point, you can't get any unless you've had it allocated already before.
The disruption is the latest pressure on the state's agriculture industry. Drought, high operating costs, and low crop prices are also causing economic strain. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Switching gears, education about fentanyl abuse will soon be required for middle and high school students in all Oklahoma schools. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on one of the first bills passed by state lawmakers this year.
A new law signed by Governor Kevin Stitt will make it mandatory for school districts to provide annual research-based instruction about fentanyl abuse prevention. The State Department of Education is responsible for developing the curriculum and providing schools with necessary resources. The law was inspired by Rain Reese, a 19-year-old from Lawton who died from fentanyl poisoning. Rain's mother, Carla Carlock, advocated on her behalf.
Even if, like I said, it's just one person, that's one child that still gets to keep waking up every day, and that a mom that's going to get to see their kid graduate or get married or just keep living.
Carlock says her daughter wanted to be a teacher, and she hopes the new fentanyl education requirements will service her legacy. The law officially goes into effect in July. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.